Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. A couple of travel notes here. It's official. They have said that the five-year-old girl who went overboard on a Disney cruise last month was sitting on a railing on the ship's fourth deck when she lost her balance and fell backward through a porthole into the water.
Through a porthole?
Yes.
Wait.
Apparently, she's sitting on a railing, and behind her was an open porthole, and she fell and went through it.
This could not have been a cabin, right?
I can't picture it. No, I don't think so, because they said the parents were playing shuffleboard and not paying as much attention.
Yeah.
It was not for a photograph. He did not put her up on top of the railing, the father, to get
Yeah, the dad got a lot of grief online from people saying, yeah, I know what you're doing. You had it on your shoulders.
Yeah, people always jump in and assume immediately. It's just what we do now.
People don't know anything.
No, we don't know a thing.
And we act like we do, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's what people love to do.
It's true.
Especially on the internet.
Well, not to keep going back to this Idaho documentary I saw this week, but
look, you're going
to
live in
it. It was your life.
You marinated in it for 6 hours yesterday.
6 hours of Idaho murder. And, you know, these friends of theirs, like
the dead people?
The dead people. Like the boyfriend of one of the roommates who wasn't killed discovered the body. You know, they called him over and said, something's going on here. And he went over, and then afterward, everybody online is, well, you know, he did it. He did it. And, you know, a bunch of people who just knew them, they were like, a lot of these online, they've gone TikTok and say, what about this guy who's in their class? It was just in pictures with them. And they get like death threats. Like, we know you killed them. And it's like, you don't know anything. You don't know anything.
And there's never like an apology from these people or anything later when it's like, yeah, you shouldn't have, you've ruined this person's life. It's like, well.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
yeah,
these guys were like, I had to get off social media to shut down my accounts because I got hundreds of hate. And people were like posting my address.
Yeah.
Like one kid who was just a friend of theirs, you know, they thought he did it for whatever reason. You know, he was in a picture. It looked weird. And
well, I remember the people that survived. They were like,
The people in the
house.
In the house that survived.
Yeah. People are... The internet is a terrible place. I stand on that.
Can be.
Yeah, at this point, I've moved totally into it's nothing good is there.
Wait a minute.
Biggie.
There are good things.
Without the internet, you'd have to leave your house.
That's right. Right now, you can.
Okay.
You can shop online. We use it a lot.
Come on, Big.
Here's what I'm going to keep on the internet, okay? I'm going to keep Amazon, Instacart, email for works. I have two jobs.
Excuse me. If I say, this seems sort of tailor-made for your life.
Yeah, that's all. But
what about
those,
the rest of us?
Those three, that's all I need.
That's all you need?
Mm-hmm.
Instacart.
I'm not even going to Google stuff anymore. In fact, I'm just going to adopt what we all do anyways and just assume that I'm right on everything.
Well, it is. And, you know, you'd see these TikToks of people like, I need answers on why this has not been investigated. I was like, I yelled at people like, you don't need odd. Thing. You. Mm-hmm. You're just some nobody.
But I think the internet is why we're as audacious as we are now.
Well, that's been your thing, audacity.
Mm-hmm. Audacity. It is at an all-time high.
When you put something on video, like on a TikTok or Instagram or whatever, it looks like the person has some official knowledge or something, when really they don't.
It's the bias we have.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
To seeing something with our own
really
eyes.
That's really true.
I tell my mother all the time, because she's found podcasting on YouTube.
Yeah.
And she'll watch YouTube videos and things and say stuff to me, and I'll say, you know, that's just a guy who decided to do this.
Exactly.
You have no clue who he is. He has there's no way to know his background for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a person who, because they have a camera, did this. But it seems like, he's on YouTube. This seems official. No, it's not.
I know. So this guy whose daughter fell over out the porthole of the Disney cruise, who then jumped in after her. Did he have to go through the porthole too?
I don't know.
He was instantly in after her.
I could barely get my arm through a porthole.
Man, you're right. Can we cut out a bigger porthole over here? That's what you should say.
Yeah.
Like, I just had somebody go in. Is there any way? You'd be miles past her trying to get up.
That wouldn't be.
There's no way.
I need a torch. I need a saw.
Something. I've got to jump into this water. Yeah. You're right.
Can I ask you something about your TV watching this weekend?
It was pretty macabre.
Yeah.
It was pretty. It was
6 hours of Idaho murder Sunday.
Yeah.
But I think if I know you, because we were texting some this weekend as a group. We have a group that's now been labeled the broadcast professionals.
I like that better than what it started as.
Yeah, I think I just labeled it bitches or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We be bitches.
We be bitches or what's up, gay boys or something. Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah, because yeah. Yeah, you can change the title, but we've landed on broadcast professionals, which does make me chuckle.
Oh, same.
It's, Samesies.
Yes.
It has our yeah. friend Dave Bacon.
Dave Bacon and B.B. Shea.
And B.B. Shea is in it as well. And I noticed that, and Chris Dem wished happy Love Island finale day to all those who participate.
Yeah.
And we've kind of talked about Love Island on and off. B.B. Shea is obsessed. That's his obsession. Yeah. He's got me hooked on it now. I'm watching it. And I just get this feeling from you about Love Island. You feel like it's below you.
100%.
And you feel like, and because you've been, you feel higher up now that you've watched these murder documentaries that's all
right.
weekend.
That's right.
I can speak to the Koberger case.
And not only do I think it's, I'm above it, I'm angry at you for watching
it. I knew
this.
It. I knew it.
And yet, it is everywhere.
Oh, I know.
And
oh,
if you're, I am deep. If you have a toe in the pop culture world and you aren't watching Love Island,
yeah,
you're a loser.
Of course.
Well, because I know. And this is how I know, too, you've been outed as a stalker. You know, I've posted on my Instagram stories, I've been posting about Love Island, because I think it's just, it's trash TV to the max.
Mm-hmm. But the best trash ever?
It's the best, it's Survivor dating, basically, is how I would describe it.
Yeah.
And it is pure trash TV, but you get so into it.
Yeah.
And I noticed that, because it'll show you who's looked at your Instagram stories, and I'm like, man, he's seen every one of them this weekend.
You can see that I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you why that is. I don't know anything about this stuff.
No.
Uh-huh.
I go on Instagram to look at things that my gym posts because I recently had a good score on something and I wanted to see my name in print.
Sad.
And up at the top, the first thing I usually see is those guys. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, them?
Those guys.
That other show?
The other show.
Yeah, they post a lot.
They post a lot.
That's a jumbled mess.
But then, it's a jumbled mess. And then also at the top, a lot of times, it's Biggie's Big Face.
Yep.
And I'll see.
Wait a minute.
That's called your Instagram story.
So you turn the camera on yourself, Biggie, and just talk about the show?
No, I've just been writing
it's
stuff.
It's a little icon of Biggie's Big Face.
Okay. And I just like posting little things on there. I don't like recording myself.
Mm-hmm. So I see Biggie's little face, and I'm like, all right, let's see what he's doing. And then here comes across the screen, ooh, Love Island. I'm like, are you kidding me? That makes me so mad. Like, what are you doing? It's all Love Island this, Love Island that. I turned to my wife and said, Biggie's wasted his whole weekend. Fire up another murder doc.
I need another Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Three more hours of this murder. Now, clearly, and what I thought Biggie was doing was, and Biggie, by the way, you're spot on with your Love Island USA.
I didn't know you could see that I saw.
That's the best part.
What you're doing. I just look. Yeah. I look, you know, sometimes I look at Chris Dem's stuff, too. You know, I'll just take a look at it. Huh. See what
I mean. Now, I don't do some things. You know, it'll say, ask me. You know, people do ask me anything.
Oh, God.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't do any of that. I just like putting little quips up about Love Island. You know,
once I saw it.
Once I started, I did this with Tiger King. Sometimes when I get really invested in a show.
That was the other one I got mad at you about. Tiger King. What a waste of time.
Why is everybody talking about that?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it, so no one should like it. That's my thing.
But I just knew something last night, and when Chris Dem sent out happy Love Island finale to all those that watch, I could just sense deep in me. I was like, Chris Kelly hates this. He feels he's above it.
That's right.
And then now I can really tell once you've watched the Koberger documentary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never seen Love Island, and I know it's a huge sensation. But everything I got on it, I turned away from it. I was like,
do you have the Peacocks?
I do.
Streamer?
I have a Peacock streamer.
So you could watch it at any point?
I could. I'm going to tell you one thing I think Love Island has done. I think they've revolutionized the wearable mic. Because
you said that. You told. Yeah.
These people are in bikinis and shirtless 99% of the time. They beat me on being shirtless. Because you know me, once I'm home, shirt off.
Yeah,
but that's the whole point. They are constantly in swimwear.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is, you know, a lot of times they've always tried to hide where a microphone is.
Mm-hmm.
These people just wear like a necklace.
Smart.
And the necklace is the mic. And it's genius. It took me several episodes to finally be like, why are they all wearing that? I'm like, that's the damn mic. It's genius.
Very smart.
Years ago on Big Brother, when the bros were shirtless, they had to just tape the microphones.
That's right.
The wired microphones to their chest.
Yeah.
This is better.
Now they just, and it kind of has a little strap that goes around their waist. It's brilliant.
I'll never know.
No.
wants to
I'm over here at Camp Superior.
That's right.